Hello everyone, it's Jordan Island. Well, thank you for coming back to my channel. This is about early prisoner releases in South Britain. Now, it's not the first time this happened. It's gone on for years. The question is the frequency of it. So there's a Labour government in South Britain. Obviously, there's a Conservative government before. I say South Britain because Northern Ireland, Scotland, Wales, I believe they all manage this separately. The criminal justice is managed severally within the United Kingdom. Something can be a crime in one country, province of the United Kingdom, whatever you wish to call it, but not in another, and so forth. All right, so in between April and October this year, 91 people were freed from prison accidentally. Now, everybody gets out of prison eventually, even those with life sentence without possibility parole. When they're dying, if it's estimated they've got less than 3 months to live, they're usually given benevolent parole. I might say there should be no benevolence for them. Ronnie Cray, Reggie Cray, those notorious gangster twins from East London, they were both released about a month before they died. Of course, it's very tricky trying to estimate how long someone's got to go when he or she's got terminal cancer. So the Ministry of Justice released these figures. So David Lammy is Deputy Prime Minister, but why this is his portfolio is he's also Lord Chancellor and Secretary of State for Justice. That's a very long title. So ultimately, he's in charge of the penitential system. And he says it's him to his systematic of a prison system under horrendous strain, which it is. He said he inherited a crisis in the Conservatives. And there's much truth in that. Now, Labour instituted a controversial policy of early releases. These are deliberate early releases, no mistake, partly because the prisons were filling up. And by human rights law, you can't overfill a cell. And the police might arrest people and there'd be nowhere left to put them. Now, we've been here before. Towards the end of the Blair Brown years, there was a similar situation. These indeterminate sentences, they increase the prison population. Anyway, Robert Jenrick, he's the shadow Lord Chancellor, Secretary for Justice, a Conservative runner-up in the last leadership contest in the Conservative Party. Many Tories see him as the king across the water. And so that when Ken Badenoch is kicked out next year, he will take over, but perish the thought. He says this is confusion occasioned by Labour's early release scheme. Now, there may be some truth in that, but they had no alternative. What are you going to do? People said, well, you could build like equivalent of Nightingale hospitals. In COVID, they got the army to build these temporary hospitals really fast. Could you get the prisons? Maybe. But, you know, people in hospital choose to be there and they don't want to leave early. Prisons, their whole idea is to get out. And if you build it hastily, presumably it's not going to be escape proof. So very few people managed to escape from prison. 262 prisoners were let out by mistake. That's in both mid-Britain and South Britain from March 2024 to March 2025. Remember, the first 4 months, that's under the last Conservative government. That was 128% increase from the previous 12 months and so on. So it has got worse under Labour. But you'd think the prison service would check very carefully and deep before they let somebody out. Because if you make a mistake, it's not guaranteed you get him back. He might just disappear the system. He might skip the country. He might go on to commit a serious crime like murder. And obviously, it's only those who commit the less severe offences who are eligible for early release. Violent offences and sexual offences not. Now, some sexual offences are very grave, like rape. Some are less serious, like upskirting. And I know it's despicable and so on, but it's not violence. It's not as bad. It is bad. And I'm glad it's a crime. It's a shameful thing to do, but it's not the worst. You know, some sexual assaults, yes, it's revolting, it's disgraceful, but there's a sliding scale. And why should that be considered worse than, say, multi-million pound fraud? I mean, both are bad. And that's the thing, it's in for a penny, in for a pound. If you're sent to jail for theft, it doesn't really matter whether it was for 100 quid or a billion quid. The sentence won't increase that much. Okay. So this, a lot of mistakes have been made, but someone has to carry the can for this. Now, of course, there are always going to be screw-ups. I wouldn't expect a Lord Chancellor to resign over a sixpenny matter, but these are not trifling matters. If it was one or two, there are always people early released. There are always a few escapes and stuff like that. We don't want a revolving door and they have to change the Lord Chancellor several times a day. But this, it's systemic, as he said, and he took responsibility for it. If you're unwilling to take responsibility, resign. The buck stops with you. So can you sack governors? What are you going to do to improve it? How are you going to guarantee this hasn't happened? And the last time it came to light, there'd been accidental premature releases. David Lambert was asked in the House of Commons, can you guarantee nobody else has been released early? And he would not give that guarantee. He responded with obfuscation with, attempting to sidestep the question and so forth. But you think, isn't there a date calculated? We know this. Where's the accountability? Are the prison officers themselves sacked, fined, or something like that? On the other hand, we don't want to keep people in too long, partly because the overcrowding. The other thing is they even get compensation if they're kept in too long. But you have your release date, let's say it's the 31st of January next year, brought forward for good behavior. But how about this way? No one should get any compensation if accidentally kept in too long. If the release date was 31st of January, okay, compensation. But they're releasing people a month and 6 months early. And because they were meant to be released 6 months early and released 5 months early, they get compensation. That's preposterous. That's unjust. Okay. So anyway, they're trying to sort this out. Goodness. And I've heard about, I'm reading about Peter Triton, that drug trafficker who was jailed in Ecuador, brought back to the United Kingdom, so the last bit of his sentence in Wandsworth Prison. And then when he arrived in the prison, they're meant to do this sort of induction paperwork, except oh, it's too late, we'll just put you in a cell, we'll just do it tomorrow. And they did. Well, what's wrong with that? So there is His Majesty's Prison and Probation Service talking about all these screw-ups, okay? So it should not be a partisan issue. Conservatives got it wrong, Labour's got it wrong, and Labour's got it even worse. How are they going to improve it? I know that that's for them to happen. So people were usually let out after 50% of their sentence for good behaviour, but that's been cut to 40% for many inmates, partly to free up space. Now, I realize that we should have prisons. Some people go to prisons for a very long time, and some people for life without possibility of parole, particularly those who committed premeditated murders, particularly of children, especially their own children, the most heinous crime of all, the most despicable, shameful, revolting, sickening, foul crime. Prisons for dangerous people. For people like who perjure themselves under court, like Chris Hoon, that Liberal Democrat MP, what I would do is I'd bankrupt him. Rather than cost us money, we're going to say, and we'll take away your pension, something like that. And we'll take away your house, and you'd just be reduced to like living on minimum wage. And that would hit him in the pocket. And he'd probably hate that more than going to prison for 12 months or something. Okay, so what to do? So in His Majesty's Prison, Wandsworth, that's the main prison in London, south of the Thames. Two people were let out by prison in the same week. Okay, someone who committed a sex crime, Hadushu Kabatu, who had come to the United Kingdom illegally, he was accidentally let out prematurely from His Majesty's Prison, Chelmsford. That's in the county of Essex. But he was then apprehended and deported. He sexually assaulted a 14-year-old child. That led to huge protests. But the thing is, Mr. Kabatu was guilty of that. All illegal immigrants were not. So we also have guilt by association. Okay, being an immigrant does not equal being a sex criminal. And so don't lump them all together. Don't tar them on the same brush. That's bigoted. A lot of people who are not illegal immigrants do this. We don't say all non-illegal immigrants are wicked or they're all sex criminals because they're not. So just calm down and be a bit more rational. But I mean, how many more accidental early releases should there be before David Lammy resigns? When is he going to take responsibility? Right, what do you think? Thanks for watching my channel. Make sure you subscribe on Patreon, donate to PayPal, georgecallan79@gmail.com. Goodbye.